Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 11, 1951, Barbadians heard through the pages of the Barbados Advocate of the formation of the Barbados Flying Club the day before. The founding members of this club, now the Barbados Light Aeroplane Club, described by the paper as a group of local aeroplane enthusiasts, met at Goddard's Restaurant in Bay Street, where they chose Mr. Jackie Marson Jr. as treasurer and Mr. R. Paterkin as secretary. Not surprisingly, Errol Walton Barrow, formerly of the Royal Air Force, and Gordon Butcher, who later built an aircraft, the Thorpe T-18 Tiger, were among the founders. Other members were Squadron Leader Henderson, R.A. Baird, D. Edgell, M. Rheingold, S. Topping, R. Innes, C. Paterkin, L. Chase, D. Malone, E. A. Reese, I. Corbin, S. Johnson, P. Mathai, and Freddie Miller, senior member for St. George. The Advocate reported that some of the founding members, who were trained pilots, would serve as instructors. To place the club on a sound financial footing, each of the pioneering members agreed to pay $100 as well as to give substantial loans to the organization. The entry fee for new members was set at $50 and $25 for 2 years to be paid in advance. For those who wanted to be non-flying members, the entrance fee was $50 for life membership. In following the lead of Trinidad, whose flying club had 180 members and 3 planes at the time, the Barbados Flying Club sought to create a cadre of trained pilots who would be deployed in the event of war or an emergency. 1 year later, the club acquired its first plane, assembled by TransCanada engineer Ross McKenzie. The paper reported that the club also saw its role as offering assistance to search for stricken vessels or fishing boats, which ran into difficulties. Today, 70 years later, the club, with its home at the south ramp of the Grantley Adams International Airport, has made an invaluable contribution to Barbados. Many who have gone on to fly at major commercial airlines got their private pilot's license through the club, and air traffic controllers, through their training with the club, also gained licenses, thereby enhancing their all-round aviation skills.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.